Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hebrew for Dummies by Jill Suzanne Jacobs is a beginner-friendly language guide focused on modern Hebrew for English speakers, part of the well-known For Dummies series. It aims to make an ancient yet fully modern language approachable through clear explanations, practical examples, and step-by-step skill building. The book introduces the Hebrew alphabet, pronunciation, core grammar, everyday vocabulary, and useful conversational patterns. It also connects language learning with Jewish cultural and religious life by including blessings, prayer basics, and references to holidays and ritual settings. A major feature is its practical orientation. Learners are prepared for travel, family conversations, shopping, directions, and common social exchanges, rather than abstract language study alone. The book is also supported by online audio resources that help readers hear native pronunciation and follow dialogues. Overall, its purpose is to give newcomers a realistic, usable entry point into Hebrew while reducing the intimidation often associated with a language that looks and sounds unfamiliar to most English-speaking beginners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building confidence with the Hebrew alphabet and pronunciation. One of the book's most important jobs is helping beginners cross the first major barrier in Hebrew study, learning to read a new writing system and produce unfamiliar sounds. Hebrew for Dummies starts with the alphabet and basic sound patterns so readers can understand how written Hebrew works before moving into more demanding material. For English speakers, this matters because Hebrew does not simply present new vocabulary. It also requires comfort with different letters, right-to-left reading, and sounds that are less common in English, especially guttural consonants. The book is designed to reduce that anxiety by introducing the writing system in an accessible way, rather than treating it as a specialist subject. This foundation is strengthened by transliteration and audio support, which allow learners to connect script, sound, and meaning. That combination is especially useful in early stages, when pronunciation often feels uncertain and the alphabet can seem visually dense. Instead of isolating pronunciation as a technical issue, the guide links it to practical speech from the beginning. This is a smart teaching choice, because learners are more likely to stay engaged when they can hear and repeat useful language. The result is not just recognition of letters, but growing confidence in speaking and listening, which is essential for any modern language course built around real use. Secondly, teaching grammar through use rather than theory alone. A central strength of Hebrew for Dummies is its attempt to make Hebrew grammar manageable for readers who may have no background in Semitic languages. Hebrew grammar can feel intimidating because it includes gendered nouns, verb patterns, sentence structures, and forms that do not map neatly onto English. The book responds by presenting grammar as something learners need in order to communicate, not as an academic system to memorize in isolation. It covers basics such as simple sentence building, common verb usage, and essential grammatical distinctions, but generally in service of reading, speaking, and understanding practical Hebrew. This approach fits the wider For Dummies style, which favors clarity over technicality. Rather than trying to turn beginners into linguists, the book helps them recognize the recurring structures that show up in daily conversation and routine text. That matters because Hebrew becomes more accessible when learners can see patterns instead of isolated rules. Even so, some readers have noted that vocabulary and conjugation tables can feel heavy at times. That criticism is understandable, since any useful beginner guide must balance readability with necessary structure. Still, the grammar content appears geared toward functional literacy rather than exhaustive coverage. For most newcomers, that is the right emphasis. It gives them enough grammatical grounding to move from phrase memorization toward actual understanding without overwhelming them with a fully formal grammatical framework. Thirdly, focusing on everyday conversation and practical situations, the book is strongly oriented toward real-world communication, which is one of the clearest reasons it appeals to beginners, instead of centering only on literary Hebrew or religious vocabulary. It teaches language tied to daily situations such as introductions, travel, shopping, directions, money, eating, and social interaction. This practical structure helps learners imagine immediate uses for what they are studying. Someone planning a trip to Israel, visiting family, or simply wanting to handle basic conversations can begin applying the material quickly. That kind of early usefulness is often crucial for motivation. The organization around activities also reflects a communicative method of language teaching. Readers are not just given lists of words, they are shown how Hebrew functions in ordinary exchanges and routines. That can make the language feel alive rather than distant or ceremonial. The online audio component reinforces this by letting learners hear actual spoken interaction, which is important because conversational rhythm and pronunciation are difficult to master from print alone. This practical emphasis also explains why the book is better suited to modern spoken Hebrew learners than to readers seeking only biblical or classical study. Its goal is not primarily textual scholarship. Its goal is to get people functioning in contemporary contexts. In that sense, the book treats Hebrew as a living language used in homes, streets, travel settings, and personal relationships, which gives the learning process energy and relevance. Fourthly, connecting language learning with Jewish culture and religious life. Another notable feature of Hebrew for Dummies is that it does not isolate the language from the culture in which many learners encounter it. Alongside everyday communication, the book includes blessings, basic prayer language, and discussion connected to Jewish holy days and ritual settings. This matters because many people come to Hebrew not only through travel or general interest, but through synagogue life, family traditions, sacred texts, or life cycle events. By acknowledging that reality, the book serves a broader and more realistic beginner audience. This cultural integration expands the book beyond a narrow tourist phrase guide. Readers can learn language that helps them understand what they hear at a Shabbat dinner, in prayer settings, or during holiday observances. That makes the material especially helpful for people who want participation as well as comprehension. At the same time, the book appears to keep its emphasis on accessible modern Hebrew. Rather than turning into a formal theology or liturgy manual, the cultural sections support practical orientation instead of replacing it. This blended approach is one reason the book stands apart within beginner language instruction. It recognizes that Hebrew often carries emotional, communal, and religious significance for learners. By including that dimension, the guide offers a fuller introduction to how Hebrew is actually experienced by many readers. It helps beginners see that language study here is also a path into rituals, relationships, and shared cultural memory. Lastly, presenting modern Hebrew as a living and evolving language, the book clearly frames Hebrew as both ancient and modern, and that dual identity shapes its teaching philosophy. A major idea behind the guide is that Hebrew is not only a language of sacred tradition, but also a contemporary spoken language used in ordinary life. This is important because many English-speaking learners approach Hebrew with assumptions rooted mainly in religion or scripture. Hebrew for Dummies broadens that view by emphasizing current usage, conversational speech, and the realities of modern communication. That modern focus includes contemporary expressions and an effort to reflect present-day language use. For many learners, this is a major advantage because it aligns the book with actual communication in Israel and among modern Hebrew speakers. It also helps explain why the book can be useful for family interaction, travel, and everyday social contexts. Some readers who prefer a more traditional or biblical approach may find this orientation less satisfying. That difference in expectation is real and helps define the book's place in the market. Still, the decision to teach Hebrew as a living language is one of the book's most distinctive strengths. It invites learners to see Hebrew not as a relic, preserved only in formal settings, but as something spoken, heard, adapted, and used now. That perspective makes the learning process more dynamic and more immediately relevant. It also reflects the historical reality that modern Hebrew combines continuity with active contemporary life. In conclusion, Hebrew for Dummies is best suited for beginners who want a practical, welcoming introduction to modern Hebrew without the severity of a formal textbook. It is especially useful for English speakers preparing for travel, hoping to speak with Hebrew-speaking relatives, seeking to follow Jewish prayers and ceremonies more comfortably, or simply wanting a structured entry into the language. Readers looking for a usable foundation rather than exhaustive mastery will likely find its level and tone appropriate. Its main benefits are clarity, accessibility, and range. The book does not treat Hebrew as only a grammatical puzzle or only a religious language. Instead, it combines alphabet and pronunciation training, core grammar, conversation practice, cultural context, and audio support. That mix gives learners multiple ways into the language and helps reduce the frustration that often causes beginners to stop early. The emphasis on modern spoken Hebrew also makes it more immediately functional than resources focused mainly on older textual forms. What makes it stand out in its category is this balance between practical communication and cultural relevance. Many beginner guides do one or the other. This one attempts both. It may not satisfy readers whose main goal is biblical Hebrew study, and some may find parts of the reference material dense. But as an accessible introduction to living Hebrew for real situations, it occupies a strong and useful place among entry-level language books. If you would like to support Jill Suzanne Jacobs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.